Warning, this podcast contains strong language, politics, bad jokes, and the opinions of young people.
I'm not going to be calling a snap election.
People want to know what Brexit will mean.
We will make America great again.
Russia should go away. It should shut up.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall never surrender.
Anxious and insecure.
Finally, bringing the perspective of the middle-class white man to this podcast. It's Ollie Samuels.
And the woman who hates her flatmates so much, she's moving in with her ex instead. Yes, at Ollie Louise on Twitter, please tell her how much of a terrible idea this is. Just her and her ex. It's Ollie Foster.
You're the only person who doesn't support this idea, Oliver.
Yes, I know how it's going to end.
In this podcast, we're going to be taking a look at what's happening on either side of the pond, taking the mickey out of some garbage people and teaching each other a little bit more about our own cultures.
We're also going to be judging anyone that we see fit. But remember, of course, we're never being completely serious. Apart from when we are, when we're being really serious. You'll know when we're being really serious. Otherwise, we're not being completely serious, potentially slightly serious.
Oh my God, say serious again.
So, you know when you say words too many times, they're not words anymore? Serious.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually said the word Ealing so much today.
For any Americans, Ealing's from. A place.
Yeah, it? Ealing's a place. And that's literally where I'm from. And I've seen the word written down so many times. I've typed it and I've said it so many times that I'm like, I can't even fathom that that's a place anymore. And I'm from there. This week, the xenophobes have got their wish because Arthur has gone back to where he came from. At least, like, for a little while. He's only gone for a little while, guys. Don't worry. They haven't won yet. See Brexit. So, producer extraordinaire Ollie is standing in. Hi, Ollie.
Hello. So, over in the UK at the moment, big news.
No, there's a little a bit that you have to read in the script.
Okay, so this is what Ollie's written for me. And I'm so honoured. Honestly, just getting to have a conversation with you at all, Ollie girl. It's like winning the lottery of life experiences. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Anyway, over
that
in the in the UK, politicians, all of them, have not been invited to the royal wedding. Basically, I think because they're all incredibly boring. That's my personal opinion on it.
I reckon it was that Harry and Meghan were like, "Well, I don't like any of the politicians from my country, and I don't like any of the ones from your country, or like I don't like these specific main ones from mine or your country, so let's just not invite any of them."
And it's the classic sort of second cousin problem, isn't it? It's like, oh, I kind of want to invite Barack Obama, but then if we do, I've got to invite Trump, and then I've got to invite my own politicians from England, and it'd just be a whole thing. Also, seating plans would be a real trouble.
Everything is so partisan. You can't, unless you literally spit them down the aisle, you can't do it. You can't have like a right wing of the wedding and a left wing of the wedding. That's not how churches work.
You can't just stick, but at the same time, you can't just stick all the politicians on a politician table.
Ooh, I would love to do that. I would love to sit on that table.
Or just sort of like watch as insults fly.
No, I want to sit at that table with like a megaphone and a whistle. And then just like... while all of the politicians try and speak their piece, just every so often just whistle and be like, "Oop, no, Ollie's turn to speak."
But just fact check.
You're being a dick.
Just fact check everything.
Yeah, have like my little iPad with me, just like, "Google says you're lying, dickhead." It's going to be great. I'm going to call all the politicians dickheads. World leaders, here I come.
Yeah. Also, what I like about this is they've just invited like various interesting and do-gooders from around the UK. Like sort of charity people and supportive people, community people, and it just seems like all of the nice people in Britain, which is about 1,000 people, are just going to be in one room together. It's going to be lovely.
Yeah.
We obviously haven't been invited for our services to podcasting, which I am slightly disappointed by. Yeah.
I mean, maybe if any of our listeners are going to the royal wedding, hit us up, take us with you. Maybe not Ollie Boy, but definitely me.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine Arthur there?
Oh my god. Don't take Arthur.
No, I'm not sure he'd survive it. He'd just be sort of like, he'd have a heart attack. He'd get too excited by it all.
He really would. He'd see the Queen and be like, "Oh my god," and just keel over.
It just seems like it's a very Harry thing to do, isn't it?
It's so Harry.
It's so like,
he's all about the charity.
He's all about the charity, but also it's like, I'm not going to necessarily, you know, this isn't a royal occasion. It's one for Britain. One for everybody.
Yes. Oh, he's so cute. I, like, love him. And it, like, yeah. Do you remember when everybody kind of hated him because he was just, like, a messy teenager? And it was like, he's a royal. But then, like, he also dressed up as a Nazi that one time.
Speaking of dressing up as a Nazi one time...
Oh, who did a segue? Ollie did
possibly
a segue.
Possibly the best segue we've done on the show. The Labour anti-Semitism row continues. And oh my goodness, have things become heated.
It's endless.
Yeah, and there's been this really weird thing in Britain where for some reason people won't accept that Jews have got a problem with the anti-Semitism in the Labour Party. It's been this really weird thing where, you know, Jews are complaining and it's just people saying, oh, it's just they don't want Corbyn getting in power because all these Jews control all the media. That's literally what they're saying. So these classic sort of media types are just portraying all these Jews as hating Corbyn just so he can never get in. Well, no. It's been a whole thing over in here in Britain. Various Labour people have come out and said things on social media or in real life or just being nasty people, really. Just either anti-Semitic or against other religions, but specifically anti-Semitic. And they'd fill people in. Basically, what happened was Corbyn was like, I'm going to make this right. I'm going to go to a Seder over Passover, which was fairly recently, and I'm going to go with these Jews. Turns out it was this group called Judas. Which also wants to...
I mean, it's not a great name.
No, it wants to wipe Israel off the face of the planet. So they're the hardly most sort of tolerant of all groups.
It's not really like a middle ground group there.
Yeah. But then I saw this tweet, I think it was from David Baddiel, and it basically said, Corbyn should speak to more Jews. No, wait, no, not those Jews, other Jews. And I kind of do respect that a little bit. Like, you sort of said, come on, listen to us, and then, you know, come have dinner with us. No, don't come have dinner with them. Come have dinner with us. So, yeah. You know, there's as much infighting going on in Judaism as there is anywhere else, I'd guess. So,
It's a cool thing in religion that everybody hates everybody else, but also each other.
Yeah. And there's just Yeah, it's the same. It's, you know, you've got these sort of... I guess Christianity is a bit different, I guess, because you've sort of got Catholicism and Church of England and all that sort of stuff. So at least you've got, like, a... definition. You can be happily be on one side of the border, but Judaism doesn't have that. It's just sort of everyone is a Jew. So if they have a slightly different opinion, they're just gonna, you know, argue all the time. I mean, for me, the most frustrating thing about this all is there was this report done by one of the Chakra parties, which basically said. That there is sections of the Labour Party which is anti-Semitic and there's a toxic atmosphere in it. But for some reason there has been no change. And I think that's what's the most frustrating thing is it's basically you get Corbyn just coming out and saying, well, there's no anti-Semitism in the party. And you go, well, yeah, there clearly is.
Yeah.
Because
like, officially there is.
Officially there is. You know, it might not be as widespread as some people have accused you of, but there is and it needs to be sorted.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous because you couldn't get away with being, like, openly racist in the Labour Party. You couldn't get away with being, like, openly xenophobic. But anti-Semitism, for some reason, just gets a pass. I mean, for some reason. Like, we all know why it gets a pass. But, like, what the fuck?
So that's been a big thing in the UK. Also, very recently, anyway, protesters who have been protesting outside an abortion clinic in Ealing, which is where you're from, OG. Big shout out to Ealing. Is there an Ealing Massive?
I mean, I wasn't part of it, but I'm sure there was one.
Okay, well, basically those...
You don't really get massives forming in schools like the one I went to.
That's very true. But basically what the council has done is they've done I think they're calling it a safe zone.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Buffer zone.
Buffer zone, where they're basically saying, we're not having any protesters outside this abortion clinic.
100 metres.
Which is great. Good job.
Yes! It's great. I love it. I would like to give a big shout out to just Ealing as a borough. Hey, what's up? This has been, like, quite... Like, I've heard a lot about this. Maybe it's just because it's Ealing. But, like...
No, it's been a really big thing. I mean, a lot of people...
Has it? Oh, good.
A lot of people have been gathered outside this. It's one specific clinic, isn't there?
And there's this one clinic where it's just got, like, real targeted. Women were literally saying, like, I have been chased down the street coming out of this clinic. Like, people have been shouting abuse at me, chasing me away from the clinic, and, like, shouting at, like, people were doing that protest and doing that pro-life vote.
It's such a sort, you know, such a emotional, difficult thing to do as a woman. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm speaking here as a man, but I imagine it's a very difficult decision to make, and to have that pressure on you once you've made up your mind and you've sort of taken the time to, okay, let's go get an abortion. To have that that pressure on you and people shouting things at you and, you know, I don't think there was any physical violence, but definitely threatening.
It's honestly, it's unfathomable. Like, for me, as a woman, like, I personally would not, like, put up with that, I don't think. But then I also don't know, because when you're in that sort of state, it's like the way people are always like, oh, I wouldn't put up with somebody, like, sexually assaulting me, or like, I would fight back against it, but like, when it actually happens to you, like, you freeze.
Yeah,
a lot of people will just freeze.
This safe zone as well, I mean, the big question is it going to get enforced? You know, is there going to be a situation where these protesters who were making rotas and stuff, this wasn't like a disorganized protest, like, they were making sure that they were pretty much covering round the clock with signs.
Yeah, they're like efficient.
Yeah, and
can't
all that
get past them.
You just got to walk through them, and it's not a nice place to be if you're in that situation.
Yeah, so it's teamwork makes the dream work. It just, in this case, the dream is a fucking nightmare situation for women who are already going through severe trauma.
Indeed, well said. So that's what's happened in the UK at the moment.
Yeah.
Ollie's going to pretend to be American because Arthur's
not here.
Oh my
gosh, should I do an accent the entire time?
No,
should I do an accent?
No, I really don't.
I could do an accent the whole time.
Yeah, I know you can, but don't.
I could do like 3 different accents.
Just do it.
Okay, fine. Ruining my fun. Okay, so in the USA, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, who everybody is familiar with because he's kind of a dickhead. I mean, I can't say he's kind of a dickhead. He's just a Republican, isn't he? So he's like, classic Republican guy. He is not going to run for re-election this year, so he's basically resigned.
Yeah.
Because there's midterm elections in November, and everybody, like, it's this big thing. If you are listening in the States, like, please, if you can, vote in midterm elections in November. Because everybody is like so stressed out about the government as it is, but you guys have midterm elections. We don't have that shit.
No, it's a real chance to stick a big size 12 up the arse of the Republican Party.
Did you say a big size 12?
Yeah, what's wrong with that expression? As in like a size 12 shoe?
I mean, it's very like male-centric. I don't know any women who have size 12s.
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to say stick a medium-sized shoe up the Republicans.
Just say a boot.
Yeah, but I decided to say size 12. I don't know why.
So the Speaker of the House of Representatives is the most powerful lawmaker, basically. And Paul Ryan has played a big part in the White House, you know, becoming what it is. Like, if you read Fire and Fury, which I did, I don't know if I mentioned that, but I read it, like, a lot. He's in that a lot because he, you know, he was very influential in the Trump White House. But because of this rise, people are basically, like, Republicans are voters, and, like, they just, like, it's just an unsustainable government. So they're, like, rats on a sinking ship.
And also, a lot of them don't support his views.
Yeah,
don't. He's not really... I mean, he is Republican in some ways, but he's not Republican in every way.
He used to be a Democrat. This is the thing. He's not partisan. Yeah. He's just power hungry.
Yeah, I mean, he has got a lot of right-wing views, yeah. We know that, especially on things like immigration, but like in other ways he doesn't line up at all with the Republican Party, and I'm not sort of too into it, but I think some social issues, especially, he's either too right or too left of what they
really
say, and it is very odd.
So Paul Ryan had basically said, oh no, it's not because of that, guys, like, I want to be like with my kids more, blah blah blah. He basically said he doesn't want to be a weekend dad. Like, fuck off, you know? Like, excuse you. I mean, whatever. So he was like, oh yeah, I just want to spend time with my family. But literally everybody's being like, okay, mate, sure you do.
To be fair, I think I think I kind of, in a weird way, respect him a little bit, because he's clearly not morally happy with the direction which his party's gone in, and he's clearly not happy. He's in a position of huge power, and it's definitely one he could work his way further up in, but he's decided, look, I'm just going to, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, it's unsustainable. It's not what I agree in. It's pretty big of him, to be fair. I know he's been getting a little bit of abuse on Twitter, like, finally, congratulations, all that sort of stuff. But I'm kind of quite impressed. Like, that's a lot of people, a lot of especially sort of career politicians, especially some in the UK, they'd have just stayed on, gritted their teeth, agreed with the party line, and just waiting until Trump goes.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's like a begrudging respect for it, like, at least if you are leaving because you're morally opposed. But he hasn't said that, so you can't respect him for it. And also, the shit that he has done and helped put through and put forward himself is fucking atrocious. Some of the policies that he supported, it's like, oh, I don't want to go into them. They're just really shitty Republican right-wing bullshit stuff. And he's been helping Trump, basically. He's been helping Trump. And that's all you need to say about him. That's and now he's suddenly finished helping Trump and he's just going to leave. Bye. Elsewhere. actually, it's not even elsewhere because it's also in Congress. Mark Zuckerberg has finally been in for questioning.
I was absolutely loving the memes today. Oh my God, Twitter was on fire. Like, how is Twitter still free? Like, the thing, there was one with Mark Zuckerberg, like, robotically leaning over to drink some water, taking a tiny sip and putting it down. And then the comment was something like, oh, I must show these humans that I do enjoy water too. Water, very yummy, yes.
It's so funny. I literally, like, oh my God. He's just such a caricature of himself.
He really is, like...
Because as much as he tries to be like, funny jokes, guys, but I'm actually a human, he literally will say something like that, and everyone's like, why have you referred to yourself as a human?
I think this is such a weird story, this whole Cambridge Analytica Facebook thing, because nobody outside of a very small section of, like, news-savvy millennials actually understands what the story's about. No one really gets it. Some people are talking about Cambridge Analytica and Facebook like they're the same thing, and they're clearly not. And some are talking about it like it's going to have swung major elections in a huge way, which I'm not sure it has, because it was quite ad-centric. And, you know, even I know, you know, you get swayed by ads that you see, but it's still ultimately at the end of the day, it's your decision. But the way that it's been portrayed has been a little bit weird. And I think not enough people are looking at what Facebook knows about you and what your information is being sold to various people.
Anxious and Insecure with Omi Foster and Arthur Garcia.
In Brexit news in the UK, nothing has really changed. there was big news sort of a couple of weeks ago when David Davis, sort of the British Bulldog, he came back from Brussels or wherever he was having his big important meeting with this big important book of various Brexit things. Since then, when there has been a pretend plan, one might say, still the details are a little bit fuzzy, but there's probably half a plan in there, maybe a quarter of a plan.
Plan-ish
is a good way of saying it. Not much has happened. We've got this leaving period now, this transition period, which is all very exciting. Yeah. Not really.
Sad.
And we've got until the end of 2020 to decide if we want to economically secure our future by staying in the single market or plunging deep into the very scary unknown of world trade by just doing our own thing. And I know which one I agree with. Brexit is ploughing on by the sounds of things, and that's about it.
Yeah, can we start doing research on how can Ollie find somebody with an EU passport to marry very soon?
You know, I'm getting a Portuguese passport.
Yeah, I know, but Becca's already got dibs on you, so it's annoying. Otherwise, I would just pocket you.
For you.
Maybe a little bit of cheeky polygamy? Yeah? Polygamy?
I'm alright, thank
you. I'll just be the third wheel, background, won't be involved.
Could I marry, 30 people on, a polyamorous passport?
Yeah, polyamorous passport.
And then just, ship everyone, around, all my mates, so I just get them on one passport. Maybe that's the way to do this.
That would be so great.
Wouldn't it? Anyway, what's happening in Trumpland?
Oh my god, don't call it Trumpland. I also,
I imagine it like a big, cheesy theme park.
Really? Because every time somebody says the word Trump, I just think of fart, because that's what Trump means.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time to people, and they're like, oh my god, that's so immature. And I'm like, no, Trump means fart. It just does. It doesn't...
If his name was Donald Windy Pop, we'd all be laughing a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, you just already would, because anyone with pop in their name deserves to be laughed at. But, oh my god, I can't deal with it. And I told Arthur that Trump means fart, and he was like, no it doesn't, oh my god, you're so American, trying to make everything about farts. And I was like, bitch!
No, it's literally what it means.
It just does mean fart. It's like a very UK thing. I think it's quite a regional thing as well. Like, it's very Northern, Midlands, some parts of the South, but not a lot of them.
It's not really London, is it? No. And it's not really south of London.
No.
But it's the kind of thing where you know what the word means.
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody said, oh, I don't want to go in there, he's trumped, you know immediately that someone's farted in that room.
Yeah, and if it didn't mean fart to you before, it does now, because of who it's now associated with.
Anyway, President Windy Pop, what's he even up to?
President Stinky Bum has basically said he's going to... Oh. It's like a bad way to introduce this story, and I'm real sorry, it's super disrespectful. He's basically said... After the alleged chemical attacks in Syria this week, Trump has said, we're going to fucking bomb Syria, basically. And, so many people were like, don't do that. And he was like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to bomb them. And then Russia was like, if you bomb Syria, we'll bomb where your bombs are coming from, your aircraft carrier.
And they're also saying they're going to shoot down their missiles or something like that as well, aren't they?
Yeah, Russia's like, we're going to bomb your bombs, we're going to shoot your bombs, we're going to just, come and shit you up if you try and shit up Syria, which Russia...
Oh, World War III.
Russia and Syria, there's, a real complicated relationship there, but basically it's a bad one. It's a bad relationship. But they're still going to do it. Trump was like, yeah, it's going to happen. Fire and fury. Yay! Bombs for everyone. Except, don't do that. Don't bomb people. Stop bombing people.
Yeah.
And then Tony Blair also, fucking Tony Blair, was like...
He's getting involved in so much shit, Tony Blair.
Yeah.
He's sticking his nose into everything.
He literally came out and he was like, yeah, guys, I definitely support military intervention. And everyone was like, oh, really? Tony Blair supports military intervention in a country? What? This is crazy. What the hell? Oh, my God, it's almost... that's a fundamental part of who you are as a person, and you're a dickhead, and we hate you, and we should have never invaded Iraq. Bitch.
Yes.
I don't really like Tony Blair.
No.
I don't know if that came across just then. He's not...
I think he's all right, but he's...
What?
But the problem is that my view of him is all right is basically because it was slightly before I was interested in politics, and whenever I look back on it, the media hasn't really sort of... didn't really come to grips with basically the incredible PR machine which was Tony Blair.
Oh, yeah.
And so every article ever on Tony Blair is pretty much positive, just because their PR spin was so good. What else has been happening over in the States?
Yes, so Trump also has been speaking out this week. I mean, he's been speaking out about a lot of things, which celebrity
mainly
is Trump
Twitter.
Insulting this week? Check Twitter to find out more. Don't. Stay away from Trump's Twitter. It's just going to make you sad. So he's been real upset this week because the FBI, as part of their investigation into how fucking corrupt he is, allegedly is, but, they raided the offices of his lawyer, Michael Cohen. This is the same lawyer who paid money to Stormy Daniels, world-famous porn star, now, to keep her quiet. Not for her porn, though. Her true art... she's not been recognised for.
I wonder how many more searches she's got on Pornhub.
Oh my god.
Since this Trump thing.
I kind of want to check, but I also don't want to be on Pornhub.
Is there a way you can see what's trending on Pornhub?
Yeah. You just go on Pornhub. Really? Don't try to pretend you don't know how Pornhub works.
No, I legit don't know if there's a way to trend.
Like, okay, like, so I'm just going to check. Stormy Daniels Pornhub searches.
I don't think there is a way of checking, like, popularity.
So, like...
Oh, my God, there is. There is on the left-hand side. Rank number one. I was right.
Yeah.
Would you look at that?
All of the articles that I just looked up are from the fucking Daily Mail, so I don't want to click on any of them. Oh, no, this one's from the New York Post. Okay, this one's okay.
That's hilarious. So she's now number one. There you go. Anyway,
so
after that tangent...
So, the now number one porn star in the world, Stormy Daniels, was paid money by Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, to keep quiet about an alleged affair that she and Trump had back in the noughties. And, you know, basically Michael Cohen has been allegedly involved in a lot of other shady stuff, dodgy deals, cover-ups for Trump.
Hush money,
Money everywhere. So, like, the FBI raided his office because they're investigating Trump corruption, and he is, like, one of the faces of Trump corruption. And Trump was like, this is ridiculous, why would you do that? And they were like, do you understand what an investigation is? And he was like,
It is really weird that he sort of doesn't seem to understand that being under investigation means people are going to want to look at what you're talking about and what you're doing. There's been no sort of, like, you know, it's the classic line in America, oh, well, if you haven't got anything to hide, then why are you hiding? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, you know, he's clearly not coming forward with any, he's not helping the FBI, is he?
He's being like, stop investigating me, I didn't do anything wrong. As if they're going to be like, oh, okay. That's the end of it then. Mm. He says he didn't do it, so, okay.
We've all got to take him for his word. Yeah. Elsewhere in the UK,
what?
It's been the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to our culture section, because we're actually doing that this week. We didn't do it last week, and the week before we only did that.
Ladies and gentlemen from the States, let me educate you about the wonders of the Commonwealth.
I mean, and also a lot of people from, like, the UK.
Basically, back when Great Britain was truly great, and we controlled countries all around the world, sun never set on the British Empire.
Can you, like, tone down the white man voice, because it's really upsetting me.
Sorry. Basically, all the countries who we used to treat really harshly and sell people from and kill a lot of people and steal your stuff and own... All of you guys, it's sort of like an apology games, I would say. It's like the Olympics, but with those countries.
Yeah, it's like a real specific
and
one.
I remember 5-10 years ago, I used to, like, really love it. I'm a bit of a sports nut, and I used to absolutely love the Commonwealth Games, like I love the Olympics. But this year, and a couple of other ones, I just haven't got into it, and I think I know why.
Why?
I think it's because I binged too hard on the Winter Olympics a couple of months ago. I got well into it. I was, like, up at 1 or 2 in the morning watching curling, like, retweeting Mr. T, who was like, oh, mate, if you don't have one out in the front of the house, then why does it matter if your stone's in the middle? All that sort of thing.
Wow.
Like, you know, and I got well into curling and well into, like, the moguls and all those sort of other weird sports. So now I'm like, some guy spinning round throwing a giant hammer. How normal.
I'm not interested. These sports are so boring to me now. Where's the snow?
Yeah, basically. Basically, yeah. If you were going to put a sport into the Commonwealth Games that you think Britain would be, like, an auto win at, what do you think it would be?
Oh my God, I don't know. I'm not a sports person. I'm not a sports.
No, it doesn't have to be, like, sport. Like, I reckon we'd be pretty good at, like.
Well, the classic one is queuing, like, isn't it?
Queuing, yeah. But I think passive aggressive ironing, I think I'd be quite good at.
Passive aggressive ironing. It's so specific.
Yeah, like it's a real talent. So, like, what you do is you know when you lift up the iron, it goes If you time that right with a sort of patronizing look.
Yeah.
It
that
works
could be
well.
Devastating. I see that. I'm not allowed to iron.
What health and safety reasons?
My dad told me I wasn't allowed to iron anymore. I have an iron since I was like something? 13 years old. Yeah, me. So many times. One time I was trying to...
It's literally got a hot side and a cold side. How do you burn yourself with an iron?
It just got me, okay? It got me on the hand. It got me on the wrist and the arms.
It doesn't move. It's not a snake.
It just got me. Once I was trying to put it away and I didn't realise it wasn't fully cooled down. And then I had other things in my arms and like it shifted and it just rested on my wrist for like fully about 2 seconds. And I was like, ah! And it wasn't great. And I tried to like jog it off and all it did was just bump its way up my wrist. So there was just a little sequence of burns up my arm. I'm not allowed to iron anymore.
It's a good excuse, I guess.
Yeah, is it an excuse or did my dad tell me that I wasn't allowed to iron anymore? I'm 23 years old and I'm still like, no, daddy says I'm not allowed. Daddy knows what's best for me. It's not safe.
Anyway, any last words on Commonwealth Games?
I'm really not the person to comment on sport because I never really did sport. Even at school, my school was an academic school. They didn't really care about sports. They just had it there because they had to. We weren't really good at them. We only did the girl sports as well. Like,
oh, that is a big thing. Girl sports and boy sports.
Yeah, so we did like rounders, netball.
Yeah, hockey probably.
Yeah. We did tennis in the summer. But I didn't because I didn't want to.
Well,
gymnastics.
We can do a whole segment on girl and boy sports, which I'm sure we will do at some point. But what I don't get is that American girl and boy sports are different to British girl and boy sports. I think we should definitely do that at some point because things like lacrosse and hockey and like lacrosse in America is like a big boy sport.
Yeah. But over here, it's very much a girl sport.
We'll definitely have to do that at some point.
Yeah. And then football as well. I mean, soccer. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. Instead, I'm going to say, watch me.
Bitch. Oh, yeah.
No,
sorry.
That was really, really bad. We're out again. Watch me.
Bitch.
Yeah.
It's because Arthur started saying the bitch. He's got a little more comfortable with it now.
Okay. He didn't used to like saying horrible things before. Like swear words
and stuff.
I mean,
he did, but just like only to me.
That's fair enough. Anyway, yeah. What have you been watching on TV?
I've been watching Archer on Netflix.
I love Archer. So good.
I can't tell if I like it.
Oh, it does take a while to get into it, but the humor in Archer
I'm like 3 seasons in, yeah. And I'm like, do I like this? Or is it just on at this point? I can't really tell. It's like, people have been recommending this to me for literally years.
It's so good.
And I'm like, okay, sure, I guess I'll watch it because I've watched everything else like 7 times.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if I like it. I think I do, but I also like don't because the main character is a really classically toxic man and you know how that upsets me.
Yeah, but at least he knows he's a classically toxic man and he's portrayed as a classically toxic man, like over the top toxic. So at least
part of the thing, like I kind of like it for that.
Yeah.
But despite that, and I'm just very confused by it. What's yours?
I've been watching the new Top Gear. I've watched like 2 episodes of it.
The new Top Gear, as in like with Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah, like actual BBC Top Gear rather than Amazon Grand Tour. That's what it's called, isn't it? Grand Tour.
Yeah, you're so loyal to the BBC.
No, I like Grand Tour too. I really like Grand Tour. But this season, I think they've actually managed to get Top Gear... not right, because it's not never going to be as good as when Hammond, Clarkson and May were doing it, but I think...
back on track.
It's much better than it was.
I'm really okay with Jeremy Clarkson never being on TV again, that I have to see.
He's got, like, quite a good shock value, though. Like, you love to hate him.
White
you
man.
Really do. But the new one's pretty good. Like, they seem to get on okay. They're playing practical jokes on each other and yeah, it just seems like it's a bit of fun. They've sort of got the weird sort of okay, now we're gonna drive around in 3-story cars or cars all tied together or let's go to some desert somewhere and cars without roofs, you know, they've sort of managed to get that bit now and just cock about with it, which I think is pretty good.
Cool, well I'm all for cocking about, you know that. Oh, God, I hate saying that. I hate that I said it. I'm so sorry. Listeners, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. It's inappropriate podcast behaviour. I don't even said cockcast there.
I apologise. I mean, on that note, the note of my apology, thanks for listening. This is the end of it. That's what we're ending on. We're ending on cocking about.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. And also sorry that you had to, but mostly thanks. to this episode of Anxious and Insecure, please leave us a rating or a review on your preferred podcast provider. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, you can always get in touch with us personally.
You can also check out all the fire memes we post whenever there's any breaking news.
Yeah.
Normally on Twitter if it's me, or Instagram if it's Arthur or OG. Anyway, we're on. Follow us on everything because, you know, we're like that. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We're Anxious and Insecure. Over on Twitter, we're at Anx and Ins because character count.
Character count. All one word. Full. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Anx and Ins. You can always, if you can't really manage that because it's a lot of usernames to stress over, you can just email us. We're anxiousandinsecure@gmail.com because Google runs the world. Or you can go to our website and leave a comment there. It's anxiousandinsecure.com.
Or please actually do email us, anxiousandinsecure@gmail.com, because we'd love to actually speak to one of you at some point. We can even get you on the podcast. Why not? Say hello to you over there.
Know, let us know you're out there. Come and be our friends. We only like know each other.
Yeah.
So
at the moment there's three of us, but do you know what? If all of you, all of our listeners, told one person, we'd have twice as many listeners as we do at the moment. So go tell your friends and your mum.
That is some solid math.
But if you're listening with your mum, make sure you fast forward through all the Pornhub bits because she probably won't appreciate that. And
also, if you're listening with your mum, tell your mum to go and like listen again later just by herself.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we need the views.
Definitely. Anyway, you'll definitely get a response from one of us, not Arthur, because although he's meant to be our social media guy, he doesn't really social media, if I'm honest. It's mainly me and OG.
He did do some, and then he like pointed out to me that he'd done it, and he was like, "Oh, did you see all my retweets? I did so many retweets." And I was like, "I'm so proud of you." And it was a beautiful moment for our friendship.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to us. It's been an absolute blast. I hope you haven't been too offended by all of Ollie's cock jokes.
One cock joke. That's below the average for me.
That's true. A little bit below the belt. I hate myself for that. Anyway, we need to end. I'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.